Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 626, Spending Time in Our Own Thoughts. I've been getting better at this over the last couple months. And what this is for me is when I go out for a walk, which I do often, I try to get a couple each day if I can. But basically, I just go out, I walk, I don't listen to anything like a podcast or music or anything. I just listen to the sounds around me. In my neighborhood, there's a lot of times you'll hear the birds. Right now you're hearing the cicadas, but it's hearing the sounds of nature. And most days lately, the sun's been out. So it's just kind of experiencing everything that's around and just being quiet and trying to quiet some things into my head to where I get to a point where I then can start examining the thoughts that I have and just thinking about different things that are going on, thinking about different plans. One thing that I have really started to do is like I'll ask myself, like, what are you thinking? And then I'll give myself some time to kind of go through it. And then, is there anything deeper than that, or is there anything beyond that? And what I'm trying to do is to stay on one particular topic or one particular thought until I can really dig down into it. Now, there's a lot of times that I do this and I try to like go deeper and deeper, and there really is not anything else to it. But I do know on a fairly consistent basis, like if I go deeper into my thoughts, I will find some stuff that I would not have really picked up on at the first run through. So this has been really helpful. I think there's different ways to do this. For me though, I do like to be out and moving and just, you know, trying to like experience what's around me. That helps me, because if I sit in a quiet room, I have a really hard time with this. Or at least I have at every point that I've tried it to this point to right now. So I think this is important to do, because I think it's very easy to get distracted by all the stuff that's going on, whether that's work, whether that's technology, or whatever it is. And I can say that in the past, instead of actually feeling, you know, like diving into my thoughts and really feeling, in cases, the emotions that are around them, I would have just like tried to drown them out. And I did that a lot of times with work and with, and then side projects and stuff like podcast, and like the stuff for your level fitness and doing the community. Like I would just jump in and just, you know, basically instead of like diving deeper into my thoughts and diving into feelings, I would just be distracted. But this has helped. And another thing that's helped is about a month or so ago, I started therapy. And I do, it's like the telehealth type stuff, but I've been talking to my therapist once a week, and it's been helpful, with some stuff. And and what really kind of got me with that was because I've said on a podcast that, you know, therapy and going and talking to somebody that's a trained professional is a sign of strength. And that, you know, based on a previous experience that I had where I was really trying to sort through some things, I felt like I got to a pretty good place, but it took me much longer than it would than had I actually gone and talked to a trained professional. And, you know, there's been some stuff going on with me, and I got to a point where I'm just like, you know what, like let's show the sign of strength. Like let's actually, you know, approach this in the way that is going to be best, or at least what I feel is best. So I have been doing that, but I think this diving into your thoughts, I think is a really good exercise. I hope that you're able to figure out how this can work for you. Again, for me, it's walking really helps to do this, and just like trying to not have anything to distract me, like, you know, earbuds or headphones or anything, and just really kind of listen and experience what's around me as I'm walking through the neighborhood. So that's what works for me. I hope that you're able to find what works for you. I hope that this has been a helpful episode for you as well. If you have any thoughts on it, definitely let me know. And of course, as you're, if you want to share this episode, you know, if you post about it on Instagram or you share it in your story, just go ahead and tag me. I appreciate you guys always doing that. And thank you as always for listening. I will talk to you again real soon.